USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A whistleblower's email shows Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress as the Department of Justice is investigating parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. House Education and Labor Committee member, Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News.
Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath before Congress.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children.
A California couple was sentenced to prison in absentia for stealing more than $20 million in COVID-19 relief funds. 43-year-old Richard Evazian and 37-year-old Marietta Tara Balian are currently on the run. The FBI is offering a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to their arrest. This is USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.